Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, if you get a message in a dream and it's for someone you don't even know, do you share that message with that person? Do you try to find that person?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it is. And we love to hear your real ghost stories, so share them with us. If you want to call it in, the number's 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to become a premium subscriber, there's no commercials anymore. You get all the advanced episodes. You get access to the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories. You can also sign up at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon's here today. How's it going, sister?
Oh, it's going well. You know, you've got me very intrigued about mm-hmm. this idea about trying to track down someone you don't know, or maybe you know of them.
Yes. So this is interesting.
And then do you give them this information? Will they look at you like, that woman is batshit crazy?
Yeah.
You know?
So this happened to a friend of mine.
Really?
So my friend Deb, she lost her very best friend. There was a rough patch, like the end of last year. I lost two friends. She lost her best friend. You know, there's just all of these things that have happened. My best friend gets cancer. Like, it's just a lot of stuff. Deb and I have talked about this, and I told her I want to have her on the show to talk about it, but it was still too fresh at the time.
Yeah.
But there's a woman who had a dream about Deb's friend Ray. And she didn't know him, but she saw him in the dream. She knows what he looked like, knows who is involved with theater people, reached out to a friend she knew who has done theater and was like, do you know this person? And she goes, I actually know of him. This is his friend. And then, so she went to a friend other than Deb. So this whole thing ends up because the woman, you know, and at first she was like, I don't know if I should reach out to her. Don't know what this is all about. But basically had a message from Ray for these people. Isn't that crazy? So I'm going to get her on the show and she can tell the story sometime. But
that'd
the woman
be awesome.
Actually did get the message, didn't know any of the people involved, described him to a T.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was very handsome. He had great hair. He was a hairdresser, you know, and so she was able to describe him and knew, I think she knew enough about him from the dream. I remember now she went online and did some searching and found his obituary. And that's how she ended up figuring out exactly who it was. And so I'll get her on sometime and we'll do the story. Maybe I'll see if she can do it next week.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. You know, I mean, there can be creepy, stalky people that could find an obituary and then, you know,
agreed.
Get people
yes.
going.
Yes.
So you have to think, be careful of that sort of situation.
Agreed.
But on the message,
yeah,
there might have been stuff in that message that was so specific that, you know, Deb would know. I think that's true. I mean, I think that people, the dead can reach out, but they can't get through to everybody.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And sometimes I think it's harder to get through to the people closest to you because their grief is so deep,
mm-hmm.
you know, that they can't be open to anything. And so,
but the woman,
you know,
knew all kinds of things. In Deb's case, the woman knew all kinds of things. It was very interesting. Mm-hmm. So I'll see if she'll come on and talk about that.
Yeah, do.
But here is this story.
Okay.
It's a call.
This is Kelly. I'm calling from New Hampshire. And I wanted to share with you an experience I had in August of 2018. So my whole life, I've kind of felt like the way spirits communicate with me is through my dreams. And there's a defining difference between those dreams and any other just regular dream. They just feel really different. They're very vivid. I remember their details years later. And again, there's always like some sort of message. And that message can change, but they're different. I don't know how else to explain it. They don't happen a lot, but when they do, I can tell. So I had one such dream in August of 2018. I remember the date. It was August 14th, and I had, you know, the dream the night before August 14th. And from what I remember of the dream, it was just, it was very quick, but it was these two women I've never seen before. They looked like it could be mother and daughter. And it was a very comforting feeling, and I woke up soon after the dream started, and I just had this, like, whispered name, like, swirling around in my head. It wasn't out loud, but, like, upon waking up, I just had this name in my head, and I just had a very comforting feeling, but I had an overwhelming sense that the woman's name I was hearing was the woman who was trying to communicate with me, and I just had a sense that she wanted me to tell her daughter that everything was going to be okay. And so I'm not going to say the name just because for privacy purposes, but it wasn't a common name. It was a woman's first and last name. And it's not like, it's not a common name. So it kind of stuck with me all day. And when I got home from work, I was like, I don't want to look this name up because I'm afraid of what I'm going to find, but I'm just going to look it up. Right? Like, in my head, I'm thinking, oh, my God, was this me in my past life or, like, whatever stuff I don't want to know. But I decided to look it up. And lo and behold, this woman passed away on August 14th, either in the 80s or 90s. I wasn't even alive yet in the 80s. So it was just really, it was just a really strange, eerie dream. But, you know, I just had this feeling she wanted me to tell her daughter everything was okay. Like, everything was going to be okay. And that was communicated through me, like, not even in words in my head, but I just had that sense. And I just couldn't, you know, I'm not going to try to look up this woman's daughter and call her and say that your mom wants me to let you know everything's going to be okay. You know, that would just be kind of crazy. But yeah, that was my experience, and I thought I would share it with you guys. So have a great day. I love your show. Bye.
So what would you do if you had a dream like that? Would you try to find the person, connect? Because it sounds at the beginning like she felt like she wanted her daughter to know that she was okay.
Yeah. You know, this one's tricky. You know, personally, like, if it was me and someone I loved had passed away and they reached out to someone else and just said, and all they wanted to say was, I'm okay, I love you, something to that effect. You know, I think I would want to know. It's not like this person is asking for anything or wants anything or, you know, whatever. They just would say, you know, I had a dream. And they want you to know they're okay.
Because it seems like, you know, we definitely have had stories where people got messages and it gave them a lot of comfort.
Yeah.
And I see how you might feel like you might come across as kind of crazy, that mm-hmm. maybe they might not be open to receiving it. But if you don't know that person, it's not like you ever got to see him again anyway.
Well, and if it was, it sounded like it was, this woman had been gone for a long time, right?
Yes. And so, you know, maybe she could have just reached out through social media or something like that.
And, you know, and just because, and it wasn't like it was fresh. It wasn't like it was new, right? I think, you know, if it was brand new, and someone had just lost someone, you know, 3 days before or 4 days before or something, then it might be too much. But, you know, how would you feel if somebody said, I had a dream and it was about your father and he just wanted you to know that he loves you or something to that effect? Would you want to hear that? I think I would.
That one time when I was dating the guy, Doug, and I got the message for his brother and the painting and all that stuff. I knew it was like, this is going to come off as insane, but I have to call his brother and tell him this. And the first thing I said was, This is going to sound crazy, but just hear me out. But I knew him, so that was a little bit different. But he also had just lost his only sibling, and I don't want to be putting him through anything unnecessarily, but it ended up being a very positive experience for both of us. But, you know, at the time, I thought he's going to think I'm absolutely insane. Mm-hmm. But I did it. I did all the things. And I'm glad I did. I'm really, really glad I did it. So,
yeah, you know, it's just, I think I would want to know.
Yeah.
I think I would. And like I said, especially if time has passed and it's not, you know, so raw.
Exactly.
I think it would just make me feel good. You know, every now and then I just feel that way. I feel like I need a sign from you, Dad.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel like I'm losing you. Where are you? You know, like I just need a little sign. And so maybe that could give comfort to someone.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I think, and like she said, the dreams feel very different, and I imagine it does.
Yeah. Oh, it does. I've had a couple, and you wake up the next day and you just can't shake it. You know, all day long, you're just thinking about that dream, thinking about that person, thinking about, you know, and they are different. They're very different.
But while that story was playing, I texted my friend Deb, and I'm like, hey, I want you to come on the show next week. So we'll see if we can get her on next week.
Okay.
Because I'd love to have her share that. So here's our next story. It says, I'd like to first start out by saying that I believe I, myself, am haunted. I have had paranormal experiences all my life, and I'm not that surprised when something happens. The experience I will share is one of the scariest experiences and involved a spirit following me for many years. Oh, no. That would be my nightmare. I met a group of people in Arkansas, and we began to hang out on a regular basis. The paranormal eventually came up in a conversation, so they told me about a cabin that they had previously visited and had had several paranormal experiences there. Their experience involved EVPs and seeing an apparition of a woman. Let me stop and say that the woman apparition coincides with the history of the property. The apparition that I encountered had no record of being on this property. So after hearing about this place, I had to go. So one weekend, me and three or four other people loaded up in our buddy's Jeep and headed down a long, dark gravel road. The closer we got to the cabin, the more run down the houses looked. We arrived in the parking lot. I guess you could call it a parking lot. It was basically a round area cleared of trees with gravel. We all crawled out of the Jeep and stood around for a few minutes casually talking. One of the guys was a gun enthusiast, and seeing that we were in the boondocks, it didn't bother me that he had a pistol. We were out in the middle of the woods and could have run across a wild animal. To get to the cabin, you had to walk about 3/4 of a mile down a path. While walking down the path, I was told the history of the property, which I'll share now. The property used to be a resort/camping ground and used to have multiple cabins. Two brothers fell in love with the same woman. The woman only loved one of the brothers. When she told the other brother she didn't love him, he flipped out. He shot both the woman and his brother and then hung himself. The legend is that if you shoot a gun on the property, you will hear a woman scream. After hearing this very creepy tale while we were making our way to the cabin, it made me a little bit nervous. When we made it there, we walked in and I was given a tour of the place. I didn't get any bad feelings until I walked into the kitchen. I instantly got cold chills and slowly backed out of the room. The cabin was modest with one bedroom. The bedroom had a screen door on it for some reason, a living room, and a kitchen. We went into the bedroom where there were dining room chairs. We all sat down and turned off our flashlights. We all just got quiet and listened. We heard the screen door of the cabin open and saw footsteps on the wood floor. My stomach dropped and none of us made a peep. Then we heard small, short steps run across the floor towards the screen door of the bedroom. One of my buddies leaned forward to see who or what was out there. He slowly leaned back and he looked like he had just literally seen a ghost. He then said, "One of my worst fears. There's a little girl standing out there. She's making her way to the door."
Oh,
creepy kids in horror movies are one of the few things that give me the creeps. At this point, I wanted to run out of the cabin, but I thought we should ask if we could leave. We decided to ask her to knock once for no and twice for yes. One of the guys asked, and we only heard one knock. I asked if we could leave, and we said we were sorry for disturbing her. She knocked once, and then a few seconds later, we got a second knock. We all bolted out of the cabin, with one of the guys yelling, "Run!" My buddy with a pistol shot the pistol in there, and all of a sudden, we heard an ear-shattering scream throughout the whole stretch of the woods we were in. It sounded like it was surround sound. We ran to the Jeep and sped off. I was told that a little girl had never been seen at the cabin. I thought it was because I was the only girl there. Maybe it was a woman's presence that brought the little girl out. But I was told other girls had been at the cabin and no little girl ever made an appearance. When I got home, I continued to hear strange noises like giggling and muffled talking. This continued for several years. And then she just disappeared. I never saw the little girl again, but my friend saw her that night and said she was one of the most terrifying spirits he'd ever seen. He told me she looked like she was waterlogged, maybe from drowning, and her face looked like it had been cut off and then sewn back on in pieces. I feel this was more of a negative energy taking the form of something innocent. I'm not sure, but it was one of the scariest things I've ever experienced. That was from Mandy.
Whoa.
Like, there's a whole nother chapter to this book. You know, it's like,
yeah.
And then she continued to follow me for several years and then disappeared. That's all in one sentence.
I know. We need to know more
what
about
did she
the following
do? Like,
years.
And it does say that strange noises like giggling and muffled talking. Had there ever been anything like that before? But the thing at the very beginning of that story, she said was that, "I believe I myself am haunted." So was it the little girl that followed her home, or was it just coincidentally? I don't know. But that's just creepy. And I don't know that I'm brave enough for any of this. It definitely sounds like it's right out of a movie. Like, you know, they loaded up the Jeep. They got there. They have to walk down a path. They're telling the story as they go. They get there. There's dining room chairs in the bedroom so they can all sit down.
Well, in my, like, one of my biggest nightmares is camping, period.
Oh, my God.
And so the idea of being out in a woodsy kind of cabin-y thing, ooh, right there.
Yeah, and that ain't even paranormal shit. I'm like,
no,
I just...
No, I'm serious. I'm just like...
It's the critters and the bugs and the snakes and the...
Oh, you guys, no.
And I like being out in nature. I do. I just don't want to sleep out there.
Give me a shower and a blow dryer, you know? I'm just, no... So, yeah, I mean, just the whole setup of the thing is super creepy. Did she take something home with her? I guess that's the question.
Yeah, the little girl ghost.
Yeah. Do we need to, like, I guess I feel like I'd need more follow-up information to know that. You know, I get it because we always tease about me that, you know, something's trekking along with me because it doesn't matter where I live. Weird things are going to happen. You know, and I always just say, I guess I'm just taking it with me.
But with you, I don't always feel like it's the same thing. You know, it kind of does feel different in different places. I don't know that it's always the same thing. Now, in this story, too, it said that no one had ever seen the girl at the cabin. But I was told other girls had been at the cabin and no little girl had ever made an appearance. I don't think everyone's capable of seeing a spirit.
Well, whoever her friend was, that guy saw
it. That guy saw it. But I don't think everyone is going to see it. So the fact that it hadn't been seen before, I don't think is...
Well, or there had been no stories about a little girl, you know, a little girl's demise.
Yeah, because really you only hear the legend stories.
Right.
you know, those things that kind of every town has one.
Yeah.
And then I think when you do hear those kind of stories, I think you are like, I'm not saying necessarily that you're more open to the paranormal coming in. You're more sensitive to everything. All your senses are heightened because you've just been told this story. So any little sound is like, what was that? What was that?
Right.
But to hear a door shut and someone walking in, and then the guy sees the little girl.
Because she didn't actually see the little girl.
Doesn't sound like it, but
she's just going on what that guy said. Right? Yeah.
Because he described her.
I mean, he did, but we just have to believe what he said, right?
Yeah. What did you think about this guy?
Yeah. Like, was this guy somebody who might do, you know, tell you a story? You know, though they acted like they heard it, that they all heard somebody walk in.
Well, and you know what, Kathy? This just kind of popped in my brain. Let me go back to the beginning. So... Okay. I'm just throwing out a whole nother theory. She was in Arkansas, right?
Arkansas is creepy.
She met a group of people in Arkansas, and we started to hang out on a regular basis. And then they take her to a cabin and tell her this haunted story. Could she? Could they? Could that have been all like a setup? Like, I don't know.
It's possible. I think, because she didn't see the little girl. The guy saw the little girl.
But then she said there was experiences.
Could they have had a friend that was just hanging outside waiting? They all happened to have dining room chairs to sit in.
And the guy happens to shoot his gun. But then they did hear the weird sound.
Which could have been somebody out in the woods, you know, that screamed. You know, they could have had some of this planted. You know.
It's a pretty elaborate scheme, but just throwing it out there.
Just throwing it out.
Just spitballing here.
Maybe not. But, you know, like I said, she didn't ever see the girl.
Right.
You know, she's just going on what somebody told her.
But I have no doubt that she has had experiences throughout her whole life. I don't doubt that. But this one is like, I don't know. So if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. Call it in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show, you get advanced episodes, access to the archive too. You can become a premium subscriber. Sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories. Sign up at Apple Podcasts or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.